This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
This isn't that interesting, then don't say it. I mean,
isn't that a major key alert? Usually.
Yeah. But also, what? I feel like you should live by that.
Wow. Everybody.
I can't make money off this episode anymore.
Wednesday, September 7th. We've got Caleb Moriarty on the horn, Ali Khan, and Amir Blumenfeld. Let's really get into it this episode. I think we're in the thick of the week. Mm-hmm. It's hot as balls in Los Angeles. Kayla's spared from that, but experiencing her own kind of heat under the, what'd you say, harsh lighting of the New York studio?
Yeah, I turned them off. It's too harsh.
Yeah. How's everybody doing? What's everybody feeling? Let's get real this episode. I don't really want to do the whole shtick of like, oh, everybody pile on Jeff and Jeff alienate everyone else. Like, let's fucking get into shit. You know what I mean?
I know the first part. But like, I don't think the alternative to that is getting into shit. Because it seems like we often get into shit and then also we pile on you. So it's not like an either or thing.
Not a great start.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm doing well today.
Yeah. Are you depressed?
I am.
Not any more than usual.
But you are often sad?
I just sort of have a baseline 4 out of 10 ennui about the state of the world / things at large. But you can minimize that, lower that volume so you can experience life as usual, colorful and joyful if necessary, I think.
One of the best ways to deal with ennui is to be on weed. So if you could just toke, I think you might start to understand the cosmic joke. Allie?
Everything's good over here. Chicken's off camera. She's chilling. And we were just talking about this before. My problem is I need to jumpstart getting a life. I have nothing going on and I need something going on, for the love of God.
That's pretty good. Zero is a good place to be. Like,
yeah,
I feel like
to
the range is negative 10 to 10. So if you're at zero, you're doing pretty solid.
So yeah, I confirmed that this record with you guys yesterday over Slack, and then Kayla was like, confirmed only if chicken comes, and then Allie was like, she's confirmed, and sent this.
What a beautiful monster.
Did you sit her up like that? Or does
she does
it. How does she possibly sit like a fat man at a poker table?
No, like that's exactly the energy. She could do it with a gold
in
chain.
A salon. Yeah, exactly. She's like in a sauna or something. You should give her a little robe.
There needs to be an oil painting immediately. Oh, I would love that. No, it's like she's right here. She's bathing. She's busy.
That's yeah. Good. She's booked and blessed. Amir, what's the state of your finances?
You know, the market's in a slight dip, a recession, so we're all going to feel that across the board, whether it's investments, alternative investments, real estate. Everything is sort of in a downtrend now, but we have to zoom out and think long term. And as long as it's money that you don't necessarily need access to at the moment, you can weather these small dips and valleys so that you're better situated to experience the highs.
And in terms of like having savings,
I'm ruined. I'm financially ruined.
Right.
I put it all into really high risk yield accounts at the height of the market in 2021, and that's all gone to absolute shit. I have nothing left to show for it. Nothing left to my name. My car lease is expiring, so I don't even have that. Asset
at the very least.
Poor.
I was gonna say you at least.
And
have
I'm
your
not
car.
Liquid either. It's just I have very little left over.
But you have stake in HeadGum, right? You're an owner, or did you have to off those?
So I sold those privately on a gray market in order to make ends meet short term. And I was selling them for pennies on the dollar before the last round.
Do you know who ended up picking them up?
One of Avital's exes got a majority of that and flipped it for 20x within a few weeks to somebody else. Yeah. So he was able to turn a pretty penny.
Yeah.
And I was left with literally a pretty penny. He was able to give me a few cents for basically all my holdings. So I don't really have that going for me anymore.
Wasn't it like he was a famous musician, right? It was like Taylor Hanson or something.
Yeah, he was in Hanson. He wasn't Taylor, but it was one of the Hanson brothers.
Right. Yeah. So I just knew he was in Hanson. That sucks. Cause like he also doesn't even need that. I think he's just kind of making huge.
He's just
moves.
Playing the game.
Right.
Yeah.
From a place of comfort too, from a place of financial security.
Yeah.
And then did the deal happen all online, or like did you deliver the shares somehow, or
it was
did
done
Avital
through a different Hanson brother as escrow, so I was able to feed him the assets and then he would...
Is that escrow? Because that's not an objective party. Like he's ultimately looking out for his bro.
And he did ended up he took advantage of my hospitality a little bit because he was able to give the shares to Ike and not deliver that cash back to me until I had a lawyer reach out with a pretty strongly worded email.
But you got the full amount.
Not the full amount yet, but 50% today, and then hopefully he's already up like 300 days past due, but we'll see if he gets
so almost
second.
A calendar year. You're not going to get the 50%. You're not going to get the last 50.
So one of the Hanson brothers' name is Ike?
Is it? I don't know. That's the pseudonym he was using. I think they were kind of fucking trolling me, quite honestly. I don't even think they were in Hanson. Because Hanson have two N's?
No.
No.
Well, trick question. It does. H-A-N-S-O-N. Two N's.
Okay.
Which is what he did to me.
But there were three N's.
H-A-N-N-S-O-N. Right. It was a Danish offshore limited liability corporation.
Like
zero
it was
liability,
like it was a
honestly.
Bank in Denmark, or it was like a cheese.
No, it was a cheesemonger in Copenhagen that I was able to wire all the money to. Yeah.
Wow.
Aside from that, everything's going well. Let's hear from fucking Kayla and Allie. I feel like I'm co-opting the entire show.
Also, we should say that's not water. I think you're drinking, what is that, a malt or a frosty?
Gin, yeah.
Gin, yeah.
Yeah. Iced gin.
Yeah. You know a gin fizz?
No.
Allie, what's what are some things you're considering adding to your life, if you want to add something?
Man, you know what? That's a good question. I want to try to maybe monetize some of my hobbies because I'm getting zero returns on my
joy. Joy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great idea.
That's pretty good, actually.
What are some of your hobbies? Luck. Yeah, what are your hobbies? What are we talking about?
Nothing lucrative. It's like, I can't catch a break. It's like,
well, nothing's lucrative at first.
Right.
That's true. It's like I love cooking. I've gotten into cross stitching. I've gotten very into correspondence, writing pen pals, postcards. So sending mail, it's like what am I going to really get from that?
No, yeah.
But
the cooking one could be like private chefery.
Yeah, that would be cool. I do think that I can roast a chicken.
That's
not my chicken. Not my chicken. But like I can roast a chicken. So it's one of those things where I'm like, you know, that's a skill that I have in my pocket, but when am I really using it?
You could do like a rotisserie.
Just imagine, I'm imagining like chicken on a dais and everybody making fun of her. Like a roast, a Comedy Central roast of chicken.
It's pretty good.
Or it's you but just bullying you your of? Cat. Sorry, one second. It's you bullying your cat while you sort of like use a rotisserie.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm like, please.
No.
Carry on.
I also would love, I guess, on self-improvement things, I'd love for my dating life to be going better. Mm. But, you know, what are you going to do? Can't say I'm not trying. It's a numbers game. And I think Hinge and all those apps are created to make you feel bad about yourself. I don't think they're supposed to make you find anybody.
Is Jeff frozen for you guys, or is he just not moving?
No,
he was. I think he's just having a moment. I don't think the show is going according to his plan.
It's going better than I thought so far.
Okay. You said you wanted to get real. That's what's real with me. Unsatisfied.
Uncut.
Are you on Field?
What's that?
It's like the casual sex app. But people date on.
Never heard of that.
It's a great app. I would say it's the only app worth having. People are very honest about what they're looking for. And sometimes that's dating. Sometimes it's not. But I find the most intelligent people to be on Field.
Oh, interesting.
Highly recommend. Okay, yeah. It is also kink at forward. If you're not into that, but it's a great app. I mean this earnestly.
I receive and thank you.
Yeah. I saw Amir on there once. Bio was just playing the field.
No.
And seeing what it was all about.
My bio would be Amir Blumenfield. So it would be like, I'm outing myself. This is my full name. Have at it. But also kind of a pun, a wink and a nod to the name of the app itself.
I know, but like the profile seemed like a joke. I don't know if you guys were doing like a bit on If I Were You. But then all of like the interests were highly sexual. I mean, some really gnarly stuff like cock and ball torture, hot wax on your eyes. You wanted someone to give you a haircut sexually. I don't know what that means. Like, what is it, like a fade from a 1 to a 3?
I think it probably means pubic waxing, but I don't think I ever put it there, and I definitely was never on this app.
Oh, you know what it was? Guess. Let me just go to the app for a second. Yeah, that was I came across the account I created for you.
Oh.
I see.
Watching Yellow Jackets.
So what?
Fuck you.
I loved Yellow Jackets.
I loved it. It was so good.
So good.
I have one more episode of season one, so no spoilers. No spoilers in general, because everybody should go watch it. But tag yourself without saying any spoilers. Who would you be in the forest? You'd be Misty? Okay.
I haven't seen the show, so I'm not really sure about
Misty grows on you. Versus
She's
a mere
incredible.
Sort of sours over time. Like he's charming at first, and then you realize that he's sort of hollow.
Right.
Who?
You.
Who would Allie be, I wonder?
Allie, who would you be?
I don't remember anyone's names that well. I watched it so long ago. Part of me would have fun maybe being Lottie. And
yeah, I was going to say
Lottie.
I've always wanted to run a cult.
Oh yeah.
Talk about monetizing a hobby.
Yes.
Right?
That's really good.
Right?
And that's not even like quantifiable, you know, currency. That's, you know, social currency, spiritual currency, which you can't put a number value on. Sorry.
No, totally. I've been watching Mad Men for the first time.
Whoa.
I have one more episode left.
Wow.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I get why people thought it was good.
It's not for you.
I'm liking it. I love the clothes. You know what? I think more than analyzing, like, I do like analyzing the storylines and all that stuff, but I can't believe how put together everybody was aesthetically every single day for years and years and years. I don't have that in me.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fictional show.
True. But I'm like,
Kayla,
man.
You're shitting yourself if you think ad agency.
Well, I think you meant like kidding yourself, but now it's pretty obvious that I guess over the course of this podcast at one point. You might have pooped your pants. I don't
Everybody
know. You apologize
grow
so
up.
Quickly for that.
I just, my emotional bandwidth is running very thin today, so I'm just going to be apologizing a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Marika texted me saying that, do you know where to get an industrial grade plastic wrap for couches? I guess it's for the studio.
Right. I don't think that had anything to do with me.
That was before that, probably. Unrelated.
Jake was in here before I was in here, for the record, with Marty. I don't know what they were doing.
I was in that Zoom, and that also felt like a few sharding situations happened mid-meeting.
I was there, too. Something was going on.
Jake called him Shardy Michael at a certain point, and I thought it was like kind of an inside joke, unrelated, but now I'm starting to put the pieces together.
This is a weird company.
This is a very weird company.
What about Shardy Michael as the episode title? Because I don't think he listens to this, but I feel like he'd have to if that came across his feed.
Shardy Gingervitis. I got an espresso machine. By the way, this is a wax episode.
Oh, so you have nothing planned.
We have nothing
I have no
planned.
Segments planned.
Yeah. Wait, because you came in here saying we have a good episode planned.
That was to keep morale high. That was to have you guys kind of spend the first 15 to 20 minutes being like, there's more coming.
Yeah.
This is
I
it.
See.
All right?
I see.
I was at a wedding over the weekend. Long weekend, short week. I started a new gig.
Dude, you're blowing
on
all
Tuesday.
Your fucking small talk all in one rapid fire lightning round. Space
Thank God.
I
thought you were... Thank God we have seven straight minutes of Amir talking about financial investments.
Yeah. And now that's only halfway done with the first 15 minutes. We still have another half hour to go. And you just blew by an espresso machine. You went straight to a wedding. And then we're on to like a, what'd you say? A new gig on Tuesday?
On
yeah, what's
Tuesday.
What?
I can't talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. And honestly, I refuse to talk about it. But all this
I
to say...
Well, I thought you wanted to connect.
Okay, we can talk about my really cool fall outfit that I'm wearing today.
No, yeah, let's do it. Let's start with Kayla. Let's connect. Four. Let's the four of us connect.
Yeah, okay. So I'm wearing a cool fall outfit today. It's misty and starting to feel like fall in New York, so that's all I have.
Do you like fall? Where would you rank that seasonally?
Fall, number one, summer two, spring three, winter four.
Wow, spring three. Upset.
Allergies, babe. Can't handle it.
I see.
I'm really excited for fall. I need to go to the grocery store after this, and I'm going to go to Trader Joe's. Get an array of fall nonsense.
It's 106 out. I saw you drinking a hot pumpkin spice latte in a Starbucks parking lot. Sweating your shirts off. You were drenched.
The hot one has less calories than the ice blended.
Wow. Is
that trying true? To keep svelte.
is that true for real?
I think it's I don't know. I don't, you know, counting calories isn't good for you.
No, it's not.
Just eat less mindfully.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And exercise.
Yeah, 10,000 steps. I'm sorry to say.
Well, I have a question for everyone. Micah and Marty were talking about working out in the office earlier today, and Micah referred to it as getting swole. And then he looked at me and I was laughing at him and he goes, what? That's just locker room talk. And then Marty was like, you can't say those words. Let's discuss that. Can you say those words?
Swole
the
or
words?
Locker room talk?
Yeah. Like the phrase locker room talk is no longer acceptable.
Did he say it earnestly or was it a Trump reference in jest?
Well, it's Micah. So it's like genuine, but also he was being a little playful, I think.
Yeah. He was gonna say like this is how dudes talk, but instead of that he said this is locker room talk, which is how Trump sort of passed off his assault claim in 2016.
Exactly.
So
Billy Bush.
Yeah. So
I've started.
Say maybe you shouldn't say locker room talk.
But what if you're talking about a locker room?
Oh, interesting.
I think even then, you know, you don't want to get in any hot water in the locker room or not, because oftentimes, like, you're in the showers and there's only, like, scalding or freezing, and I'd rather do freezing.
Sure.
I've started doing this is not really exercise, but it is like bettering my body in some way. Mm-hmm. Like Ming Dynasty era foot binding, but for my hips.
Mm. Oh, tell us more.
Well, I have very wide hips.
Birthing hips.
Yeah, I have birthing hips.
Yes.
And I'm in great shape right now. Best shape I've been in since high school, I think.
Congrats.
Thank you. But I still have these wide hips. And you can't have the V with hips that honestly look like knees.
What?
So I'll sort of tie a belt around my hips and sort of pull, binding the hips to be go from like a 30-inch waist to like a 28-inch waist.
I feel like you're describing
Really?
That's a corset.
A corset. Well, that's more like the ribs.
That's the navel. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
That'll make the problem worse, Calm.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. I, you know what? It's hard having an hourglass figure.
Yeah,
this
I'm so sorry.
So fucked up.
I'm taking a class online, and they have a whole hip flexibility section that could be helpful in turning like your hips in a little bit. It's called Contortion 101.
That's good. Because I've historically opened up my hips for anyone who's asked. And so the issue now is that I need to close them up.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you put on your field?
I don't know if you should say historically in any dating bio. Honestly, historically, I haven't done well.
Not since the 70s, I want to say. What, Jeff? That was fine. It was... You got some laughs. It moved the conversation along. Jeff texted me, fucking help, dude. Bring the funny. Now he's texting again. I mean, I am. I think I'm doing a fine job.
I'm sorry that I'm not being funny enough for you, Jeff.
You're grinding. You're grinding the show to a halt at every turn. You planned nothing. We're saying normal things. And you're just head in hand despondent. Yeah.
We have to take a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Oh my God.
Chicken!
Yes! Yes! Yes, chicken. Look at that.
Hi, cat. Chicken.
Half cat, half, I think, dead, right? Like, so limp the body.
So limp.
The eyes are incredible. Oh,
she just saw something that she likes.
You know what? She loves a bird.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you ever put on the cat TV for her?
She loves it. You know what? Her favorite cat TV video is of a little trail in a park. And my favorite part of the video is this woman walks by with some dogs. Every time it gets me.
Really I've watched good. It
60 times.
Like it scares you or you're like, aw.
No, I'm just, it's more like a marker of time where I'm like, oop, that's my favorite part, I guess. And yeah. Then I've just fully accommodate my life towards her needs and wants, which is fine.
Which is fine. It's not bad. It's neither here nor there.
Yeah, it's not. It's just. It just is.
Yeah. If you guys had to move right now, what house would you move to?
Like
you guys play
anywhere?
The field, the market. You know, it could be where you live. Could not. You know, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, it's just sort of a fun conversation starter.
I would love to live in the Practical Magic house. Have you seen
yes.
that movie?
So no. Good.
Practical Magic or Halliwell Manor from Charmed.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Like a cool house that has a lot of different staircases and maybe yeah. a secret passageway. That would mm-hmm. be cool. I want a house where you take a book and then a wall opens.
Sure.
Whoa.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Like in Casper.
Yes. Like that girl. Was
Amir,
cool.
What about you?
Christina Ricci.
Throw me inside of Drake's pad in Toronto. It looks like he has a full indoor basketball court there. That seems pretty chill to have like a court with the OVO logo on it, and you can bring out some good trainers. I saw Lethal Shooter was there. What's that? What are we looking at there? It looks
no,
like a dilapidated mansion or something.
Drake's house, you were saying?
Yeah, Drake's pad in Toronto. The T dot, the six. He seems like he's doing pretty well for himself. What is that?
It's a house in St. Remy, New York. Look at these original stairs.
Is that near Kingston?
Yeah, it's just south of Kingston. I mean, are you kidding me? I'm going to negotiate to get the rugs included, but I could afford this place today.
Then
didn't
get
you
it.
Just move?
Yeah, I was forced to move because my landlord, Harry... decided to sell our old place. But, you know, you can always make a real estate investment somewhere
come
you don't live.
Come back east. I'd love to have you. Oh, I like that.
I really want to move to New York. There's two reasons I haven't that I don't feel comfortable sharing right now.
Mm. Give us the mm-hmm. least private one.
The least private one is career anxiety. There's everything I want to do. There's like 80% of the opportunities here versus 20 there.
I could probably get you a role on the marketing team if you're interested.
I did. I am. Well, shout out Theo and Harris, which is my favorite watch podcast. If anybody's interested in vintage watches, they're very funny. They're like the funny guys of the watch industry. And they just
are
started
they funny guys or are they just
one
funny
second. I'll get to your question, but let me say my thing. Let me speak my piece. They have like really good numbers. And
how did you compartmentalize that so easily? You're a fucking loose cannon, man.
What were you going to say?
Are they funny for real or are they funny for watch guys?
I would say they're not as funny as like Shelby Wolstein, but they're probably funnier than
Amir.
I have to cut that out. They're not. They're probably funnier than like, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, they just started a podcast and they're like, we don't have any ads this week, but we're really trying to get some. So I was like, oh, Gumball would be perfect for them because I know they have at least 10,000. They probably have more like 50,000 listeners. So I messaged Dane, actually. And I was like, you got to reach out to these fuckers. And he said, you know, if you broker this deal, you stand to make 10% of whatever they make. And I'm like, I have always loved deals. I didn't know this was an option. I'd love to broker just one deal and be in business with Christian Zerone, with Michael Christie.
I thought you said their name was like Harry and Seth or some shit.
Theo and Harris.
Yeah. So what are you talking about?
Those aren't their names. That's the company name.
That's funny because that's the name of the two kids I babysat for a while.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. You don't think. There's no way, right? Because you had a bad.
What, so where would you guys live? Let's say I was joking about the house. There's a couple of houses I've been looking at. What place would you move if you had to, if you could, if you wanted to?
If I had to move cities or just houses within the same part of Los Angeles?
Let's go cities or in a place like LA or New York, a drastic neighborhood change.
I guess if I had unlimited funds, I would buy like a really cool modern mansion in Venice near the ocean.
Why?
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It would be a little bit more breezy and cool on these hot summer days. Mm. You can, you know, eat at all those fancy restaurants, sort of create a new ecosystem for you on the west side.
That would be cool. I would like to have a little, maybe not a mansion, but I could do a little bungalow in Venice, like Fiona Apple supposedly has.
That's cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I'd get into gardening.
Yeah.
Ooh. Finally.
Holy
shit. If only I had a bungalow, I could get into fucking gardening.
If only if I had a bungalow, I could skip the line at the bungalow. Mm. That's a bar in Santa Monica.
Fuck you for that. You know I frequent the bungalow, and you're sort of tearing it down like it's this not pretty cool, trendy spot for dudes in hats like I'm wont to wear on the weekends.
And you
couldn't get into the bungalow because I would talk to the doorman, and he would prevent you from entering the bungalow. Unless, of course, you had a reservation, in which case...
And is it hard to get a reservation, or is it just like
really.
A couple days ahead?
A few days in advance, which is fine. It's not no skin off their back right this way. But if you show up having not had, then he's going to show you the door, which is the door to get in. But he's basically going to say, look at the door. You're not getting in here today. Mm-hmm. I can talk to the hostess, potentially get you
That'd be great.
Seat.
Yes, yeah. That'd be great. Thank you.
See if there's any cancellations. There are, fortunately for you.
Thank you. Yes, so I have a table.
You didn't know that was going to happen. Yeah, exactly.
The bungalow is a notoriously bad bar on the west side, unless Allie likes it, in which case I love it.
No,
too.
I've actually never been. Every time I was invited, I politely declined.
It's cool if you want to hang out with like sexual assaulty men and other people that don't say anything interesting.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
No, yes, I've been there several times. My ex-girlfriend loved it. Kayla?
My opinion on the bungalow or where I would live?
Live, and then let's make sure we table and get to your opinion on the bungalow.
Sure. You know, I would do, like, a cool old house in Salem, Massachusetts, or, like, a little beach bungalow in, like, Chatham. Which is in Cape Cod.
I love that.
Yeah, that's so fun. I could watch great white sharks and shit like that.
That's yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And I've never been to the bungalow, for the record.
My family went on a vacation to Cape Cod when I was little, and I really wanted to take a side detour to Salem because I thought it was so cool. I wanted to go to the museum, whatever. And at the time, my parents said that we couldn't go because it was too scary. But now I just know they didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
It was too scary. Oh, we could go to that town, but it's pretty scary. Whoa, really? Yeah, sure, whatever the fuck. You're 7. Yeah. You don't know anything. Yeah.
We want to stay in Cape Cod the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, what should we have for dinner? Lasagna or I want pizza. Ah, that's too scary.
What?
Yeah, let's do sandwiches instead. Something easier is less scary.
Exactly. I was like, well, all right, I guess it's still scary over there.
Where would you want to live, Jeff? Thanks
Jeff,
so much.
Jeff, where would you want to live?
You already showed us the fucking house.
Yeah.
While we were talking, you showed us your house. The house sucked. We answered the question. Moving on. Please. Please, let's see what segments you had planned. This certainly can't be a full waxing episode. That means nothing. That means you came here ill-prepared, 8 minutes late, and promised us grandiose ideas. Let's get one fucking... Let's play, I don't know, Family Jude, where we have to decide. We interviewed 100 Jewish people. And the top 7 answers are on the board. What's your favorite soup or some shit like that? Let's hear it. Let's get there. We're almost out of time. I'm curious. Certainly you didn't bring Allie and Kayla here to just fucking wax for 45 minutes.
I'm missing a happy hour to do this.
Chicken's mad.
She looks like Pinky and the Brain.
Chicken's mad.
fucking
make one up on the spot. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Great dancing, Amir.
Welcome to Con Stars. This is like Pawn Stars, but instead of evaluating things that people bring into a store whatever happens on that show, Allie, if you do us the honors of sort of pointing the camera of your Zoom.
Good.
Shut up, dude. Like, fucking let it happen. You asked for this segment. I'm being serious this time. Like, let it breathe. Let me fucking speak. God. All right, so it's Allie. We're going to need you.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No, I overreacted.
Yeah. So let's see what's...
This is Con Stars. So, Allie, if you could just point us at different objects in your apartment, we can...
Yeah.
Yeah, you get it.
No, I don't get it. What's next?
Oh, we're just going to evaluate them. Also, there's huge delay on the Zoom right now. I think it's because I screen shared Photoshop.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You need more RAM for sure to handle some processing power like that.
Look at that color coordinated bookshelf. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Here's stuff. Yeah, here's this is my bookshelf. This is blue and pink.
Oh, that's very good.
And then we got red, orange, yellow, green.
For $250 for the whole set.
Mm-hmm. All the books.
All the books, shelves.
The books, my collection from my whole life.
Wow, your whole life?
$400.
Yeah,
so. Yeah.
Was your official guess $250 or $400? Because you're just sort of like spouting out like you're in an auction against yourself. Let us all try to
I'll
guess.
Do a stack. I'll do a rack.
Here's a thousand fun one.
Fucking bones.
One
I
band.
Got I got a gifted a book, Alice in Wonderland, but it's one of those fake books that has
that's really good.
Alcohol
that's
cool. And a couple dollar bills in it.
Wow.
That's really cool.
Oh, wow. $40 handgun in there.
$15.
That was a fucking Glock. You don't keep that motherfucking thang on me.
$59.
$70.
I said 15.
Okay.
I'll give you a rack. Fine. I'll give you a fucking band. $1,000 for the book and everything in it.
Final offer. I think the $59 deal sounded better.
Right? It just felt more real.
$5,000 for the book, everything in it, and your My Cousin Vinny t-shirt.
Deal.
Great.
I'll start over.
All right. Let's do...
This was Constars.
Do you have any, like, expensive soaps?
No. Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
He likes them. We've already been through this.
Yeah, but, like, what's the point?
We're just going into last
good,
week.
Good, and then people think that you're good.
That's true.
Oh, that is
Has
true.
Has anyone ever said that you smelled good, though? It seems like you're spending a lot of money and... You're not getting any results.
I feel like I said that too at the offsite. I thought you smelled nice.
People say that I smell good all the time.
Okay.
Not minimizing your compliment, Kayla.
No. I'm
trying to.
I'm reinforcing.
Thank you. Yeah. Trying to make sure
and
that your nose.
It's soap related.
What's that?
It's just the soap.
It's the Quick soap. Question. It's my pheromones.
Amir, has anyone ever told you that you smell good?
Never, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't put the time and effort and money into
it. I do
it.
Often avoid you smell bad. I'm not a very sweaty guy, so I don't have
That's
a lot
nice.
Of BO. Although yesterday when we were shooting the videos, it was pretty hot and musty in that office.
God, you smelled like absolute garbage water. Yeah, like ass.
I probably did have a musky, musty stench that day.
Yeah.
But that was just for Jeff and Riley to deal with.
Yeah. You were a Darth of good smells. That's my word
a
of the
Darth
day.
Darth or dearth?
Darth.
Darth Vader.
That's good.
Good smells.
Amir, who? I'm sorry to do this.
No, you're not.
Is your current partner the best you've ever had?
I don't.
The hell is the? What is your fucking problem? Look at the joy you get when you're asking me such invasive questions. Of course, the answer is yes. Asked and answered. Moving on.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry I put you in that position.
Yeah, I hear that and I accept it, but it won't fully mean the most until you stop putting
right,
me
not doing it again.
In that position, right?
Because an apology without action and change mm-hmm. is
feels like an empty promise.
Yeah,
yeah.
Can we try some group therapy real quick?
I'm open.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jeff, can you mirror back to Amir what he just told you?
Jeff, it didn't work this time. But keep trying your hardest.
Okay, that's an interesting interpretation. Amir, do you feel like
he
heard
wasn't
you
listening.
Correctly?
No, he wasn't listening.
No,
what happens
okay.
is that he sort of shuts off as soon as anyone gives him like a stern talking point, and he just like, I guess, goes elsewhere and hopes that nobody will ask him the question that you just asked him, which was repeat back to me what you just said.
Right, and how does that make you feel, Amir, being in this position?
I feel like Jeff doesn't really give a shit about me or anything really, and it creates this kind of negative feedback loop that's starting to like adversely affect the podcast and our working relationship.
Allie, as the witness to this conversation, how does it make you feel?
I mean, it makes me feel validated to be asked about being a fly on the wall. I definitely I see both sides, but ultimately
Yeah. Well, Jeff, I think it's good to acknowledge here that a lot of honesty and candor just happened. And, you know, that could be overwhelming for you. So I'd love to hear how this makes you feel as well.
I thought those were like breakout rooms. I wasn't listening.
I see. Okay.
But that was because I didn't think I was supposed to.
I think this is a really good crystallization of what Amir was trying to tell you.
That was a microcosm of everything that's wrong with you. You're just you're so in your own head. You're so selfish. The tone of what you're saying sounds really thoughtful and nice, but what you're actually saying, the meaning behind the words and the actions, is poison.
No, I disagree, because at the end of the day, like, I ask you guys to be a part of these. Mm-hmm. Because I need bodies in the Zoom, in the room, right? And so it could be anyone.
Yeah. But, but I don't want, I think I feel comfortable speaking for everyone. We don't want to be thought known for our bodies. We want to be known for our minds. Dummies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, I'm happy to be thought of for both, but that's not the point. Everyone's feelings here are very valid, and I think it's worth digging into a bit.
I feel like maybe I wasn't clear. Uh-huh. I appreciate you guys for coming on the show, because there has to be three people, and right, you were that.
That's where you sort of
okay.
You make us sound like replacement players. Like, it's like you didn't necessarily want any of us to be here, and that shows in the lack of preparation and the way you're steering this conversation.
I do feel like Amir just interrupted me, because I was going to get to a place where I think that it wouldn't have hurt as much.
Did I interrupt? I mean, forgive me if I did.
This show would not happen without playing off of you guys, right? Mm. Whether it's a wax episode, whether it's a second episode.
I wouldn't call it a wax episode. I would call it a non-episode. An episode without anything is not wax. Wax is something.
And this I'm just trying to express my appreciation and gratitude to you guys.
Being received.
Yeah, for you know, giving your time. But again, it could have been anyone at the company, you know? Right. So I, like, you know, you were, honestly, Amir, you were one of the dregs. I was trying to do a Kayla Alley English episode. English wasn't free, right? So while I appreciate you being here, I can't help but feel like it could have been better.
Wow. Amir, do you want to mirror back to Jeff what he just sold you?
Yeah, he basically just said that he didn't want me here, and I accidentally stumbled upon an episode where he gave little to no shits about what went on during it. And now that we've reached the end of it, I think we're all happy that it's nearly over, but I don't want the lesson to be that, like, this was a good waxing episode. That's a waxing episode is just a weird way to brand a shit episode, which is nothing for the guests. It's just the host came here completely ill-prepared.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I see where you're coming from, but I do think that sometimes people do their best at their worst. You have to hit rock bottom before you're good.
And do you feel like we're at rock bottom right now, Jeff?
I thought this was a fun episode, segments or not. I don't know why I'm being raked over the coals, being spit roasted, because there have been wax episodes that have been bad. All right, I mean, the first to admit that. There have been segment episodes that have been bad. Mm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes wax episodes turn out to be fine. Sometimes even, well, good. Mm. And I think this was somewhere in the middle.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I really do feel like we're making some progress.
Yeah.
We're carrying.
I do wonder, like, because I feel like we do these emotional, whatever. Powwow sometimes, me and Amir. I wonder if we should just let it come to blows.
What, like take it out against each other physically?
Yeah, like we have a live show, we should say, on September 22nd, the HeadGum Happy Hour. That's ticket true. Link should be in the bio of this, or the description. Oh, wow. And Amir, you and I scheduled to do some kind of bit up top, but I'm wondering if we just fully duke it out.
Yeah, I think that might be cathartic.
Bare knuckle boxing, or...
I mean, I was thinking gloves, but if you want, I mean, the gloves can come off like that, and I have never lost a fight.
Wow.
What if one of us wins in front of everyone else? Won't it be embarrassing for the bloody loser?
I'm not too worried about that.
It just might be uncomfortable for everyone who came to see a comedy show.
Well, and you're co-hosting with Danny, so you'll be bare-knuckle fighting, and there's going to be another host.
Yeah, what's
not that? In the fight.
I don't know Danny all that well, but I feel like he'd be kind of into it.
I think he would. He could provide commentary, you know, like, he hits him with the left, he hits him with the right. Amir is down, down.
Well, whoever goes down.
TKO, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know what that stands for.
Total knockout.
It's interesting that after so little revealing how everybody's feeling, that the next step is fight physically. But you came into this wanting to connect emotionally. Yeah. So I'm just sensing maybe something. I'm just flagging. I don't know what to do with it. I'm just flagging.
That's good. And we can keep that for next week, I think.
No, because next week's going to be like four segments.
Oh, wow.
Can we be on that episode or that sort of?
I think we're owed another.
Yeah. Why don't you guys come back if you're free?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Can you guys?
I like the idea of ConStars.
ConStars. That's good. We should do plugs, because I don't want to waste any more of mine, Allie's, and Kayla's time. What do you guys have going on?
I don't want to go first. Allie?
Sure. So we have the HeadGum Happy Hour live show, September 22nd. That'll be fun. And besides that, I guess watch this space next time I come on. I'll have more going on in my life, so TBD.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Gone.
She is left. Gone.
That's fine. Right? Yeah.
I worry about him.
It's okay.
Will you go check on him?
He's too far away for me to care. Oh, there he's back.
I see. I can go now, I guess.
We can't hear you. All right, we're back.
There you are. Let's see. Follow Gumball. Follow HeadGum. Go buy tickets to the 22nd show. I'll be there. Say hi to me.
Oh, wow. Killer, you're coming out
for it. In-studio episode, we got to do it.
Yeah, let's do that.
We could run this four back. Then,
that's really good.
Okay, I'm into that. Let's do it. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Kayla La Moriarty. I don't know. Take Lexapro?
If necessary or regardless?
I feel like everyone could probably use it, but if necessary.
Fun fact, if your sex drive dies on Lexapro, Wellbutrin.
That's my next step if they keep upping my dose.
Yeah.
So. Anyways, see therapists, get on medication.
Amir,
that HeadGum Happy Hour is gonna be absolutely lit.
It's gonna be so good.
Our own fucking backyard, home court advantage. It's gonna be me, it's gonna be Danny, a whole slew of funny comedians. We'll fucking see you there, please. TKO is technical knockout, not total knockout. So,
really,
that's Jeff's first L of the night. Let's see how many more he stacks up on the day. He's in over his head a little bit, so it should be interesting. Just because you're not comfortable emceeing, is that fair to say? Generally, but it should be fun to see you. Try as you might. The link again is what? HeadGum.com/live, I want to say. Jeffrey?
I don't remember.
Is that where the... or in the description of this episode. So check it out, and we will see you there. You heard? No way! You cannot say that. Holy shit, they're already here. Is this a live stream?
At Jeff Boyardi on Twitter, and we'll see you guys again next week. Thanks for listening to this episode. That's DOS.
Sorry,
folks.
Everybody.
That's wax.
That would be
folks.
Better than that's DOS. Is sorry, everybody.
'Twas a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.